Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Thucydides' history of the Peloponnesian War. Sophie, I have to ask, how does a war that happened 2,500 years ago still feel so relevant?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, it's because Thucydides wasn't just writing a war report. He was analyzing human nature under extreme stress, fear, ambition, pride, the whole tragic mix. And it's eerily familiar.
Right. And he starts with this amazing sentence that basically spells out the whole cause, the growth of Athenian power and the fear it caused in Sparta. That's it. Not some diplomatic spat, but a structural imbalance.
Exactly. He calls it the truest cause, the one hidden behind all the public speeches. And that's the security dilemma in a nutshell. One side's effort to feel secure makes the other side feel threatened, and it spirals.
I think the part that got me was the plague. Pericles has this brilliant strategy of pulling everyone behind the long walls, avoiding a land battle, and then plague hits the overcrowded city. A third of the population dies, including Pericles himself.
And Thucydides describes the social breakdown so vividly. People stop caring about laws or gods. They just live for the moment. It's like war strips away the veneer of civilization.
Yeah, and then you get demagogues like Cleon taking over. He argues for executing the entire city of Mytilene after a revolt, and the assembly almost goes along with it.
But what's fascinating is that the guy who talked them out of it, Diodotus, didn't appeal to morality. He argued it was bad strategy, that killing everyone would make other allies fight to the death. So cold pragmatism wins over justice.
And that's the Melian dialogue in a nutshell too. The Athenians tell the Melians, the strong do what they can, and the weak suffer what they must. No moral hand-wringing, just raw power.
Right. The Melians plead for justice, and the Athenians basically say justice only works between equals. Then they kill all the men and enslave the women and children. It's brutal.
But then you've got the Sicilian expedition, this insane, ambitious plan to conquer all of Sicily. Alcibiades sells it to the assembly, and they go all in. But he gets recalled for a scandal, defects to Sparta, and the whole thing collapses.
And Thucydides tells it like a tragedy. The fleet is destroyed in Syracuse Harbor, and the survivors are marched inland and hunted down. Thousands die of thirst. It's this massive overreach that ruins Athens.
The war ends with Athens surrendering after its last fleet is destroyed. The Spartans tear down the long walls to the sound of flutes. And you realize it was all so avoidable, and yet somehow inevitable.
Thucydides doesn't give you a happy ending. He just shows you the pattern, fear, honor, self-interest, and says this is how humans always behave. And that's why we still read him.
So my one takeaway, the causes of war are often structural, not personal. It's not about bad guys, it's about systems that make conflict almost unavoidable.
And if you want to dig deeper into Thucydides or any of the other 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles, you can find the whole library over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access, and you can read or listen in any language.
Well said.
History of the Peloponnesian War is a mirror for our own world, a reminder that power, fear, and ambition haven't changed much. We'll see you in the next one.